Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The 2011 draft is shaping up to be a solid one for the Patriots, especially offensively. They have a cornerstone tackle in Nate Solder, their top two running backs, a promising backup quarterback, and another offensive lineman who could break through as a starter this year. With the Pats getting set to start the next phase of training camp on Thursday, let's profile three of their third-year performers who will surely be in the spotlight as they get set for their first preseason game next week. He's played in only 18 of a possible 32 regular season games so far. But what Shane Vereen showed the football world on January 13th in a playoff win over Houston is what Patriots fans have kept in mind through the offseason.
Snap to break. Steps up, shoots it long and deep down the left side, and it is caught! Spectacular catch for a touchdown by Shane Vereen. Just beautiful.
If fellow third-year back Stephen Ridley is poised to remain the Pats' primary ball carrier, it's Vereen's pass-catching ability, quickness, and versatility that make him one of the more intriguing offensive weapons for the Pats in 2013.
With repetition and with experience comes, you know, the play calls, and when our number is called, we have a specific job that we need to do, and our goal is to continue doing that job.
Thus far, Vereen has been steady and healthy through camp. Perhaps when the Pats go head-to-head with the Eagles a week from Friday, we'll get a sense of just how Vereen will be used this season.
Anytime I'm able to come out and participate and be able to work with the team and the offense is, you know, it's a blessing, and it's what I, you know, that's the goal.
Preseason games are huge for any backup quarterback. In the case of the Patriots' Ryan Mallett, who serves as the number two man behind Tom Brady, August outings are likely the only opportunity to show his growth from one season to the next. There were trade rumors during this past offseason, and strong performances in the coming weeks could play an enormous role in dictating his future, whether with the Pats or another team. Mallett said he's made strides as he enters his third season.
I feel better, man. I feel confident in everything I'm doing. I'm progressing every day, and that's what I got to keep doing. Another year experience, another year in the system is just, you learn more. You learn even more stuff than you thought you knew, and it just helps. It helps out.
Head coach Bill Belichick has noticed improvement in the 6'6", 245-pound Mallett, which he discussed during an appearance on Sirius XM NFL Radio following one of the team's recent practice sessions.
We've seen a lot of progress from him this spring and thus far in training camp as well. Looks like he's, again, very focused, ready to go. His mechanics, throw mechanics, and techniques are good. His accuracy is good. He reads defenses and coverage as well. So I think that he's continued to make a jump forward.
Marcus Cannon was drafted several rounds later than expected back in 2011, thanks to a cancer diagnosis shortly before the draft. 2 years later, he's in position to compete for a starting role at right guard. Cannon has shown enough versatility to play either guard or tackle, making him a virtual lock to make the roster. With a chance during four preseason games to provide the coaching staff with positive game film at right guard, we could see Cannon beat out Dan Connolly for the job.
Well, he's a strong kid that can really run well, and of course, you know, he overcame a lot coming into the league with his personal situation, but he's a very mature, hardworking, focused player, and big and can move, has a lot of experience at tackle, but we're also giving him some experience at guard, and you know, I think he'll be able to fight for playing time.
With 90 players on the roster and 80 to 85 of them expected to be suiting up in Philly next week, there are certainly plenty of players with intriguing storylines. Vereen, Mallett, and Cannon are three of them, and we'll certainly get to more of them through the next week. That's going to do it for right now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.